We have a very interesting panel this morning, and the whole day, in fact, is going to be very interesting. The topic today is survey of position-enhancing transactions in bankruptcy. It's a discussion of position-enhancing transactions, which are known as PETs, including what they are, how they're used, and how they fared in bankruptcy court and beyond. The three speakers today to my immediate left, and I'm going to just go down the line, starting with Megan Quijada. She's a managing associate in Sidley's Austin, Houston office, where she focuses her practice on energy and bankruptcy matters. She serves on the State Bar of Texas Bankruptcy Law Section Council as vice president. And prior to joining Sidley, she was a clerk for Judge Davis, who's right here in the front row. She earned her JD cum laude from the University of Texas School of Law. To Ms. Quijada's left, we have Ms. Hardy, and she is a partner at Wilkie Farr in Houston. She advises and represents clients with respect to all aspects of financial distress across a wide array of sectors with an emphasis on the energy sector. Some of the things I found interesting from her bio, she advised on the Chapter 11 case of Colt Defense, which was named as the distressed M&A case of the year in the $250 to $500 million range. So I guess there are some other ranges for those, but that's a fantastic one. And she's named up-and-coming practitioner in the area of bankruptcy law in 2023. And to her left, we have Lauren Kanzer, who's a partner at V&E. She, of course, focuses on restructuring work as well. She has experience representing clients in a variety of industries, including energy, transportation, agriculture, finance, healthcare, and food and beverage. And of course, all the speakers' bios are in the materials. And of course, the presentation itself is in the materials, I think. And I'll turn it over.
Thanks, Charlie. So again, thank you everyone for coming so early on the last day. So as mentioned, we're gonna be talking about position-enhancing transactions, or PETs. Thank you. They're also sometimes referred to as hardball recapitalization, or you might have seen liability management transactions. Also, some people call it lender-on-lender violence. So what is a PET? A PET is a way to manage a borrower's outstanding debt obligations, often through a restructuring where a subset of creditors are advantaged over the other creditors. And often they have a potential significant upside through that restructuring. It's always been common in bond markets, but more recently we've been seeing it more and more in senior secured loans. It was after the financial crisis in 2008, there was a loosening of some of the restrictions and credit agreements. You might have heard the term covenant light. And that, coupled with some creative lenders who wanted to try to seek those enhanced positions in exchange for some litigation risk, and you've seen a lot of that litigation lately, we've been seeing more and more of these PETs. They're usually consensual, generally out of court. It can happen to performing, but we see it more with stressed or distressed borrowers and can be opportunistic with lenders wanting to get those better enhanced positions or more reactive. It's accomplished through things like debt repurchases, exchange offers, or new debt agreements. Now, why do a PET? You'll usually see these because borrowers have debt documents that really limit their incurrence of new debt. And it could also happen if they have no alternative sources of fresh capital or all of their collateral is encumbered. So they really just have to turn to their existing lenders to get that liquidity and deleverage. Do those PETs, obviously the goals kind of go hand in hand in there with the borrower goals. They want to buy time and bridge to a better normalized operating environment. They want to reduce the aggregate principal amount of existing debt or address upcoming maturities. Now, when that happens, the lenders are able to employ these strategies here where they can enhance the credit support or they can maximize their return in exchange for giving that liquidity or covenant relief. They can also prevent other lenders from taking actions that disadvantage them. And also they can ensure a seat at the table. So if they're able to renegotiate some of these terms where they have the say and they can decide what happens to the company in advantage in an advantaged position vis-a-vis the other lenders. So I think most of the presentations that I've seen usually talk about the first two up here.